Hello?
Hello, is this Christy Height?
It. Yes.
This is Edward Moser at Sears Public Relations. Have you gotten a call from somebody here before?
No.
Okay. We had a mix-up with some of your pictures. There were some pictures of your son that were sent out to basically a registered sex offender, and we thought we'd let you know. We had a number of these issues recently with someone at our staff who was sending out pictures of underage boys to sex offenders, and it's been a kind of a ring that they've been producing these, and we thought I'd let you know. We have something, if you'd like to come down and sign it, saying that you will not basically sue us and will not hold us.
No, I won't sign that. You know, people go to you guys to get their family portraits taken, and then all of a sudden their children's pictures are in the hands of a pedophile.
Well, it's a regrettable.
And you want people to come down and sign a form saying that they won't do anything?
It's a regrettable.
Are you kidding?
It's a regrettable incident, and you
do
know.
Do you have children?
Ma'am, my children are not of issue here.
They would be if your children's photos were being produced to a pedophile.
The perpetrators of this heinous act have been dismissed from the company. They no longer work for us, and unfortunately, we've got about 80 families that this has happened to, and you know.
So they actually work for you, so they have my son's address and our phone number and everything.
They do, ma'am. They do. It's a very regrettable incident, and we apologize that you know there's not much that can be done at this point. You know, we're trying to keep the authorities out of this. We don't want it to be a big scandal. And we're just trying to contact the individual families and just make sure that, you know, nothing's bothered. I mean, there were no naked pictures, you know, as far as I know. There was just the photos that you had taken.
Well, it doesn't matter if there were naked pictures or not. I am totally baffled right now at this conversation.
Well, I guess what can we do to help the situation? I mean, if you'd like, they do have your address and phone number. I mean, if you would like, you know, we can help maybe defray the costs of moving if you'd like to move, or perhaps change the phone number. I don't know. I guess I'm, you know, as public relations department here, my job is to kind of smooth things over and make sure that...
Right, and not let anyone know that you guys hired a pedophile, and now the pedophile has pictures of children. I need a contact number. I need to talk to my husband.
Okay.
How can I get a hold of you directly?
The number here is 877-621, and the last four digits, I'll spell them out for you, is, wow, you're easy to prank, baby.
I hate you.
I know. Wow, you, like, immediately freaked out. I can't believe you didn't recognize my voice.
I didn't, and I was shocked. I'm like, dude.
Oh, my God.
Not funny.
Wow.
I was about to fucking go off.
I know. I didn't want to go any further. I didn't want you to blow a gasket. I love you.
I have to breathe.
Okay.
I'm so fucking mad right now.
I know.
I mean, not at you. I'm just like, I'm still in that Sears, let a pedophile have my son's picture.
Well, they didn't do it, as far as I know. You should be okay.
That was nice. You're an asshole. You're such an asshole.
Just having a little fun at work.
Yeah, cute, baby.
I know.
Give me a fucking heart attack, and I'm about to call the fucking police and a lawyer. I don't know if you move.
I was trying to give it away.
That was it.
That's it.
Well, good thing I'm going to therapy today.